Okay. So I'm just telling you to the tape recorder that I'm sorry that I forgot about you. And we began around 16, 17 minutes ago. So the first few minutes was a chazara, but let's catch up to where we are now. That the reason that Torah is mevi'a l'day zehirus, we're on page Gimel, the reason that Torah is mevi'a l'day zehirus is that it's not a matter of how much Torah that I know, although that's certainly Aristotle's is to be baki in Hilchos Shabbos inside out. That's Aristotle's. To be baki in Hilchos Brachos inside out. To be baki in all the halachas as far as tznis is concerned, and how we each relate to each other in a way that's tznua. That's our responsibility. We do our best. But at the end of the day, no matter how much a person knows, and no matter how sincere a person is, Dilmalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ozro Eino Yochel Lo. If he's not zoicher for that zohar, for that light of Hashem's shmira, he's simply going to fail. He'll either fail because of a mistake that he makes, like the guy that wakes up in the middle of the night and runs over to the kids' room to turn on the light, he forgot that it was Shabbos, or with all of his knowledge, he simply will be overcome by a taiva. He'll be overcome by a crazy desire, even though he knows that if I do this, I'm going to be chayiv, God forbid, this punishment and that punishment, and it's terrible if I do this. And he could tell you it's machlokes Rambam and Ramban, whether you chayiv koros, you're not, it's a lav, or you chayiv koros. He can know the machlokes from the Rambam and the Rav, he goes, shittas ha-tosfos, shittas ha-rosh, shittas Rabbeinu Yochum, but b'shas ma'isa, all that he knows, if he doesn't have the Zohar, he could be Nizhar, and he learned all the halachas. But if he doesn't have the Zohar of Hashem's help, Ilmolei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ozro, he can still batcha big time. Ein adam yochel lo. So, since we're living in a world of lo alacha hamalacha ligmar, that a human being, because we're human, we can never really finish the job. We can only bring ourselves to that point where we're very, very good and holy Kalim for Hashem's Shmira. That's the best we could do. But at the end of the day, we have to beg Hashem, ask Hashem, please watch over me. It's not enough that I know the halachas, because all my knowledge of halachas might not save me from the situation that I'm going to be in right now. I don't know that my knowledge is going to save me. Aleph, I could still make a mistake because things come up. Or I could be an onus on something and something can go wrong. A shogeg, an onus, whatever it is. And worse than that, if it's an area where there's an inyan of taiva, such as in Yonim of Kedusha and Shemiras Abris and so on, Shemiras Sainayim, Shemiras Haloshin, where there are big taivas for these things. So even though I know the Chofetz Chaim inside out, it's a very, very gishmak Lashon Hara, I might listen to it, I might, with all of my knowledge. So I have to try to be mabed myself as a kli, as a fitting vessel that's worthy for the Zohar of Hashem's help, of Hashem's light. That's what Rav Schwartz is explaining. Elu mamad is atzmo kekli shel shmira, v'oz b'mida keneged mida, ha'makabel shmira mila'ela. And if we do our best, A, to be nizhar, to be careful, as we're going to learn what zihiris means in the Mesil Sharm, if we do our best to be cautious, that includes learning the halacha, being mindful, paying attention, fighting our Yetzirah, doing all that we can to be Nizar, then we ask Hashem, Midam Hashem, watch me and help me out. That's all we can do. And then a person is Eicha, Mida Keneged Mida, Hu Mekabel Shmir Mila'ela. If you're Nizar, to the best of your ability, then you can be Eicha for the Zohar of Hashem's help that comes from above. Hamshocha Zu Shel Ha'or, the last paragraph on page Gimel, Hamshocha Zu Shel Ha'or Ha'elyon Nasa Sayyidei Ha'Torah Or. To draw down this light of Zahiris, we have to connect deeply to the Torah. That's the meaning of Torah Mevi'a L'day Zahiris. Because Torah is not just the subject matter of Torah. There's Torah or there's the light of Torah. Mezel Torah Mevi'a L'day Zahiris, Ayde Lima HaTorah, by learning Torah, and by the way, by any Lima HaTorah. In other words, if I try to use my time in the best way, and I'm learning the Daf Yomi, let's say for that person, it's a very, very big thing for that. He's learning the daf yomi. And he puts aside that hour or whatever it is, that 45 minutes a day to learn the daf. So even though he could be learning the sugya, and the sugya is some complicated inyan in Yevamos, that the chlal will never ever have such a nisayon in his life to deal with that mitzias that's being described in that daf in Yevamos. But Rabbi Sal Salanter explains to us that the fact that at the very beginning of our Yisrael, that the fact that a person is learning Torah, regardless of whatever Torah it is that he's learning, that Torah has a certain light. The Torah has a certain light. And therefore when Chazal said that the Torah protects us, it means it doesn't necessarily have to do with the sugi that you're learning. Just by virtue of the fact that you're learning Torah, Torah itself creates a shmirah for a person. It draws down a tremendous light into the person's life. Obviously, if you're tempted to steal at work, you should be learning the hilchos of Gnev and Gzeili. You should be learning those halachas. You should be learning those halachas carefully, and you should be mechazik yourself and learning all the Muslim swarm about these things, not to God forbid, steal. But even if you're learning some other sugya that's unrelated to the issue of stealing, it helps you with your life because Torah or, because there's a light of Torah. There's a light of Torah. Torah is a samchaim. It gives life and it gives light. And it protects you. It draws down a shmirah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, regardless of what it is that you're learning. Of course, you need to learn the area that you're weak in. You need to learn the swarm and so on, halacha, musa. But regardless of the material that you're learning, the reality is Torah or. By learning Torah, whatever it is in Torah that you're learning, in any area of Torah, you're connecting to that Zohar, that light of Hashem's Shmir. Umisham hu moishech, you're connecting to the Ayde Limit HaTorah Nizchab Adam L'Makor HaOr, that through learning Torah you're connecting to the source of light. Umisham hu moishech el atzmo, and by doing that, you're able to draw upon yourself as Or HaZehirus, the light of Zehirus. That light, that Zohar of Hashem's Shmira, of Hashem guarding you, that protects you, despite any mistake that on your own you would have made, Hashem helps you. Page Dalet. The words of the Ramchal on top. The words of the Mesillas Yesharim Klaimer. Mizbonein umefakeach al maisuv udrocha. What is Zehirus? The Ramchal defines Zehirus that a person is mizbonein umefakeach al maisuv udrochav. He contemplates, he's mizbonein umefakeach, and he watches carefully al maisuv udrochav. Hatoivim heim, are they good? Him lo. What he's doing. Everything in life that he's doing. Hatoivim heim, him lo. You know, there are no extra words. There are no extra words in the Mesillas Yesharim. You know from the Gra, the Gra said that at least in the first 11 prokim he didn't find an extra word. The Gra said he didn't find one extra word in the Mesillas Yesharim, the first 11 prokim. Which doesn't mean that he found a lot of extra words afterwards. He just didn't find one extra word in the Mesillas Yesharim, the Gra. So here, the Ramchal says, Mizbonin umfakeach al maisa v'drochav. He says two things, Mizbonin and mefakeach. And he says two things, maisa v'drochav. Hatayvim heim imlo. So before we read what Rosh Schwartz has to say, just the ha'ara, why is it necessary for the Ramchal to tell us these two things, misboinein imfakeh, and obviously somehow it corresponds to ma'isav adrochav, although it seems that the order is reversed, which is another conversation that's not for now. But on a simple level, the difference between his bonimus, between being misboinein imfakeh, the mizbona means that a person looks bechlal at his matzav and ruchnius. It's more like an overview. It's more like an overview of who am I, where am I holding my life, what happened to the idealistic young man, that idealistic young woman that I once was. What happened to that person? To be mizbona means more in a general way. Where am I in life? Who am I? What do I want for my life? That's more the lashon of his bonimus. To be mefakeach like it's used in Eretz Yisrael, in modern Hebrew. Lefakech means to lemaisa. It means lefakech means to, what exactly am I doing? And lefakech means a person who is the one in charge of getting things done, who's watching everything, who's inspecting. And lefakech is someone who's inspecting, who's watching. So the Ramchal says two things. So he was consists of Aleph, his boninus, a person who lives in that way of thinking, in that way of thinking about who I am and where am I going and what's my direction in life. Am I being faithful to the Haggadah in the first parak of Mesil Sashar of Machayvosai Valamo? Do I remember the tachlis of this world and why I'm in this world? That's really more connected to his boninus. Umifakeach means, and Mifakeach means to make a cheshbon, like to make a cheshbon of nefesh, to make a cheshbon of what did I do today, l'maisa. Did I wash my hands carefully, properly? Did I wash only the, did I do a little fingertip type of nitil sadama? Did I wash my hands carefully, properly, the way that I should, with the right amount of water, with all the halachas of hilchos of nitil sadama? How did I make brachas today? Did I say my brachas carefully? Did I pronounce the words carefully? Was I just relying upon a lot of shahakals, or did I make the proper brachas, or did I do what I was supposed to? That's more lashon of being mefakech. So I guess we would say that his boninus is more by way of bichlal in general, and lefakech is more by way of bifrat. More specifically, that's bifrat, and that obviously corresponds to also ma'aseh v'drachah. Again, I don't know. No, they're switched in the order of the of what would be parallel in the sentence. I won't go into that right now. But again, drachav, a person's derech, means altogether my derech in life. It's much more of a general thing, my derech in life, as opposed to maisav. Maisav means what did I do today. So there are two levels of zahir. There are two components to zahir. So in the terms of this definition, there's his bonimus, and there's to be misbone, and there's to be mefakeah. To always be a person who is careful regarding the direction that my life is taking. Where am I in my life? Remembering the tachlis, and where am I in my life? And then, of course, there's the more specific work of pikuach, of being mefakeah, of the not just the derech of my life, but my maisim. What did I do today? Specifically, what did I do today? Yes, mefashtresh, mamashmesh. The general seder, I mean, the usual seder, of course, in the Ursa Tura of Cook talks about this, but the usual seder, of course, is to begin with the klal, and to go from the klal to the prat. When the person makes a cheshbon nefesh, the healthy way to do that, the usual way to do that, is to think the klal. If you begin right away with the prat, then you can start getting very, very depressed. It's very tzibrachim. You begin with chalal. What's my derech in life? What do I want for my life? What's the tachlis? How have I gotten a little bit distracted? What happened to my derech? To be mizbeinin about my life in general, and to go from the chalal to the prat. There's a very beautiful piece in Rav Kook's Siddur, where he discusses the kailas of the shofar. And the way that the shofar, the way it begins, will always begin with the tkiya. Tkiya corresponds to that general view of what is my life. That's why it's one single kol. Who am I? What's my life? The shvarim and the chur breaks the life, breaks that picture down into tiny pieces. That's the shvarim and chur. Then you begin to study all the individual little parts of your life. Tkiya gedola, tkiya is the bigger picture, the derech that my life has taken, and shvarim and chur, I'm descending into the prote protum of my life, to all the details of my life. We begin the day, we say, Elokai neshamash nesatri. The first thing we wake up in the morning is Maida ani fenachem alachavikan. You don't wake up in the morning and start to begin to talk about specific details that you're grateful for, that you're thankful for, that you need to work on. The beginning of the day is Maidan in the Fanacham al Khadakan. Shekhazati binishmas, you give me back my neshama. And you say Elokai, you wash everything, you say Elokai, neshamish nesata bi tohari. That's like the tkiya. You wake up with the tkiya. You wake up with the tkiya, Elokai, neshama, I'm working out of this base. and working from that headquarters of Elokai Neshamish Nesatabi Tahirihi. That's the klal of who I am, of my life, and I think about that and I look into that. And then over the course of davening, over the course of time, of the day, a person makes a more particular cheshbon in terms of what are his ma'asim, what. And through davening, all of davening, one goes more into the shvarim and the tshuva. But we begin every day with the tkiyah. The tkiyah of Maidan lefanacha v'lekai nishomish nesatu bi. That's a tkiyah. That's where we begin. So in Zahiris there are these two things, to be mizboinen and to be mefakeach, ma'asev and drachav.
So why does it come back to tkiyah at the end again? I guess
to that's tshuva. The big tkiyah at the end is that I come back to, that's tshuva. That's tshuva. So in the top of Ketzalva, Schwartz explains, Zahiris in yonah sheha'odam boideg es ha'ma'asem v'esadrachim ha'im heim tovim v'chas v'shalom enim tovim. So the definition of Zahiris is that I'm constantly checking what I do, my ma'asim, my drachim, are they good or are they not good? Reishis, l'fi gidrei ha-halacha, obviously the first thing is, it means something good. Is it good? Is it according to halacha? That's the most basic question. Am I following halacha? Reishis, l'fi gidrei ha-halacha. Well, la'achem he came, and then after studying my life in terms of halacha, whether I'm observing halacha properly, then the next thing, of course, is lacham ikein l'fi hilchos deyis shabdivei chazal hakadoshim maroi kam la'asos o lo la'asos. Like we spoke about last time, that yasecha is what does Hashem want of me? What does Hashem want of me? It's not just in terms of practical halacha. Here he's going that direction. First he speaks about the halachas and the particulars of my life, and then in terms of hilchos deyis, shidur chazal kadosh, my roi kan lasus or lo lasus. A lot of things are not spelled out clearly in halacha, or if they are, at that moment that you're in, you might not have access to that information. It doesn't come out in your Google, and you're not with some big Talmud Chacham, and so what are you going to do? So sometimes something might seem to you like it's okay, but there's also that question, not just is it halachically okay, but like we spoke about last time, is this going to give nachas ruach to HaKadosh Baruch? Is this something that Hashem, does it seem to me this is something that Hashem would want me to do, or not, or shouldn't I do this? Umadua Shahadin Yizahir, so Shua says what is compelling us to be people who are Zahirim, who are Nizharim, like why should we be careful? So the Ramchal says, these are the words now of the Mitzvah Zusharim. Levilti Azoiv Nafshoi Bisakonas Avadoin Chasva Khalila. Not to neglect and allow your soul to be endangered, or to be in danger of being utterly lost, chas v'shalom. That's a pretty strong reason to be careful. The vilti azoiv nafshoi the sakonas ha'avadoin chas v'chalila. If you're not careful, vilti azoiv nafshoi the sakonas ha'avadoin chas v'chalila. So, lahavil elf alfa evdolus, every time when the kids start to drive, we daven, and we beg them, you have to be so careful, you have to... And not just in terms of how you drive, and even if you're driving great, you have to keep a thousand eyes open in the mirrors and to look. Because even if you're trying your best to drive carefully, but you don't know, there's so many crazy drivers out there, and things can happen. And we tell the children that we don't want you to be in danger. Or when they're going someplace, who to talk to, and where they're going, and so on. We're afraid, God forbid, something should happen to the children. They're afraid. So the most obvious and the most compelling reason to be Jews who are Zahirim, who are Nisharim, is Hashem is worried about us. Hashem is worried about us, that we shouldn't endanger our souls, God forbid. Levilti azoiv nafshay l'sakonas ha'avadoin chas v'chalil. Levilti azoiv nafshay. So Schwartz explains, he gives some very, very beautiful mashalim, very simple mashalim to help us with all of this, even though the words of the Ramchal, I think we don't need any really commentary, but it drives the point home. So he explains the following. Olam ha'asiyya shavah anachayim. This world that we're living in, the Olam ha'asiyya, ruba ra umiyutai taiv. Chazal already defined this world, that is ruba ra, mostly it's dangerous, mostly it's bad. Umiyutai taiv. It's a little bit of a depressing way of looking at things, but that's the mitzvahs. That's just the mitzvahs. You know, these people, they talk about how they make it sound like there are a couple of radical Muslims out there. You know, you got to watch out for them. So it would be best for you, like, not to go, you know, not to go into session, you know, to Kuwait or to Saudi Arabia. Or to Afghanistan or Pakistan, because that's where they're hanging out. Kiel, they're not to be found in Paris, London, or Brussels, or Antwerp. Just the there's only a few hot spots of radical Muslims. The world is rubai ra. The world is rubai ra. There's a lot of bad stuff out there. And just bechlal the goof, which draws a person to all kinds of crazy things, even if you're a nice person, it pulls us. And most of our life, we're focused on the goof, not tzaddikim, but regular people. Umiyutai taiv. Not so much taiv. Radical tzaddikim, there aren't so many. No? Radical tzaddikim, that... We'd like to know where we could find the radical tzaddikim, the powerful, uncompromising, radical tzaddikim. Not so many. And because of that, on a very simple level, the world's dangerous. When it's reches as the hirus kedeleker es atzalakas atzmei mehamashicha hativus. If you just leave yourself on automatic, you're gonna get shot very quickly. If you don't activate the Zahiris mode of your life, you're gonna lose. That's what's gonna happen, because Rubai Ra, it's dangerous. There's a lot of dangerous things. So if you're just relying upon your natural instincts, and you're just relying upon the fact that you consider yourself to be a nice guy, and you're not gonna get messed up, that's not how it works. Because the Mashiach Ativist, the law of gravity is pulling everything down in this world. Everything down in this world. That's the Olam HaChomer, the physical world is pulling everything down. Mamish down. And if you rely upon Teva and say, I know, like all the kids say, I can take care of myself. You don't have to tell. Don't remind me. I know. So the Mashiach Ativist, the natural instincts, the natural force of the instincts of Teva is pushing a person down into very disgusting things, and if not so disgusting, there's certainly things that are not holy and not good, not pure, not the Ratzon Hashem. Kine b'chloli is yeshlam shnei ofanim shel zehirus. Because in general there are two types of zehirus. And there's a bunny b'marshal me'elamein, and let's use a marshal from our world. Adna paseach esek, a person opens up a business, shal pidei ha'tava tzarech latzliach. Ha'pidei ha'tava, this business should be matzliach. Of course, you know, sometimes it doesn't work out. But if you do what you're supposed to do with that business and you're careful to run it in the right way, you know, every neighborhood needs a barbershop, and every neighborhood needs a mikveh, and every neighborhood needs
50 pizza shops.
It needs a couple of hundred pizza shops and so on. So if you run things okay, so then I'll be the hatava, so it'll be matzliach. And so they're not selling. There's no barbershop in the neighborhood. There's no dentist in that. You know, for 100 miles, and there are people living there. You know, they have teeth and they have toothaches and stuff. And I'm only mentioning because that's where I have to go after this. So you know, you'll be much clearer. Who is yaitzim mumchem, and a careful person who is zahir, before you offer to a business, he has He has meetings with mumchim, with experts, who kulam amru shakol b'seidan, based upon their knowledge of the economy and the demographics and this guy's ability to invest. So they tell him that this is a good business. Actually, there's no rational reason for the business not to prosper. It makes sense. It's a good business. It should prosper. If you want to sell drugs in certain neighborhoods in the city, you should do well. Or if you want to sell guns and stuff like that, there's no reason why you shouldn't be matzliach. You don't have to even speak to mumchim. You just take a little stroll down the boulevard, and you get a sense of what's going on, and that you'll be matzliach. Vaday shaydayin olav liyizoher. Certainly, every business person should be careful. Ulay lepesa yachul shinuyim bilti tzivuyim, because sometimes all of a sudden there's a change in the market. Whatever, it could be some kind of a change. Somebody, you have to find out whether someone else is opening up a similar business 2 blocks away. You have to always be careful. Unexpected things happen. And if there are changes in the market or other things, so then you have to speak to somebody. Then you may have to adjust and make certain changes in your plan, in the business plan. But if everything is just left according to the way it is right now in the market and how things look in the neighborhood and the kind of a store that you're opening up, the business that you're opening up, this should be matzliach. This will be matzliach. Lumazais. On the other hand, yesh adam shechle liknos b'mechir muzal cheva shafosh des aregel. You have a more adventurous type of a guy. Because these are the people that want to make a lot of money fast. And his idea is to buy at a low price some business that went bankrupt. Some business that failed. Ha'esek b'mahus ha'kosha. El shadas ha'kayne in yitzliach livnos. It's ha'esek mi'chodesh b'tshuva tov yaseh. Now, the business was a failure that was there before. But this guy could take advantage and buy it at a low price. And he has in mind that I'll build it differently. The way that I'm going to build up this business, I'm going to be matzliach. In other words, I'm going to build a successful business upon a foundation that was not successful in a better way. So hashkar sheshkia tach bilos atzma aseres mon. Now here he can make a lot of money. Right? He can make a lot of money. And he could get a lot back on the investment because he's buying low. Because the business is a mess and he rescues it from this guy. And now he's going to change the business plan and he's going to make it work. So he hopes to make a lot of money. Now this guy's already he's entering into a difficult, problematic situation. Here it's not just a zahir, maybe some unexpected thing could happen. You know, all of a sudden, like some big shipment comes in from Africa of what I was selling. You know, it's not just a matter of keeping his eyes open for some unexpected thing. Every step of the way, he has to be very, very careful every step that he's taking. Because there's already things that are not working in this business to begin with. He's coming into a mess. So he's got to watch very, very carefully, not just for the unexpected, keeping his eyes open, because he's walking into a bad situation. So Eloi says, Besam Shtei Madregas of Zahiris, Shekosev Ramchal Ba'adi B'marim. These are the two Madregas of Zahiris that the Ramchal writes about in another Sefer of his, Adi B'marim. Has Zahiris Shahesel Adam Arishan Kaidam Achei, where there the Ramchal discusses the Zahiris of Adam before he sinned, before he ate from the tree. And Vaz Zahiris Shalana Kayayim. And our Zahiris now, which is post Eitz Adaz. Vahevda Benin Yisbal Pimoshel. And the difference between before the sin and after the sin can be understood with this marshal. Rakevis hamasas agabi mesila. A train is going on the track. Both in TV, tagilu mechais chavtsa. If everything is the way it is every day, things are going in a natural way, so he's going to reach his destination. Elim ken yishbar mishu as hamasila. Unless something crazy happens and someone goes and vandalizes the tracks. Or Yatziv Aleha Machsoim, he puts something to block the tracks, otherwise the train's going to get to the next station. Shazar Kevis Aluli Hitoka, if something is put in the way, some unexpected thing is put in the way, so then it could get might get stuck, the train. But if that doesn't happen, then there's the train, like every day, it's going to arrive at the station at the expected time, and everything is okay. That's when it comes to the train. In a normal situation, everything works out. Now, you can't say the same thing about a boat that's on the ocean. There is no train track. The ocean doesn't have a track. It doesn't have a road. And therefore, the boat has to find its way. Of course, they have GPS in the ocean and the boats also. But the ocean is every single inch of the ocean is unpredictable. It's unpredictable. There is no maslul. There is no road. A and B. It's affected by the weather every second, by what's happening, and things constantly are in flux. Keep off in TV, ain shom derech. Only Hashem is hamaisam beyond derech to make sure that a person gets to shore safely. But there's no derech in the ocean. There's no maslul. There's no kvish in the ocean. This week, one of the chavras was telling us, my wife and I, what it was like driving. What's it like driving in Argentina? And he was saying, well, the bichlal, there's no inyan of like anybody having their place. Like there's no inyan of lanes and like derech haaretz. It's just, I mean, the worst we know is Eretz Yisrael. So when I said, because we were talking about this when we were in Eretz Yisrael together, and we were discussing this with Ricky, and Ricky said, This is nothing. Eretz Yisrael is nothing. In Argentina, he says it's totally hefka. It's totally hefka. Every direction, and people just converging, and nobody staying in any lane. So there is such a thing where, in such a place, obviously, when you and I are driving on the highway in New York, we have a certain level of zahiris, and there's a certain derech hateva that we could expect. I mean, there are always crazy people, but there are lanes, and there's a certain mahalach. There's a certain mahalach. But then there's such a thing where there's no mahalach. Obviously, the level of zahiris is going to be much, 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 much more intense in a place where there's no kvish, where there's no derech, where there's no maslul. Adam Arishan Kedem HaChet Chai Al HaMasila HaOla Beis Kel. Before the chait, before Adam Chava ate from the tree, he was on the road. He was on that road. It was a beautiful road. It was a clear road. And all the tikkunim that had to be would have been able to happen in such a way with Eitz Chaim, v'chu v'chu, as all the Svarim talk about. It was a beautiful road and was heading straight to the palace. Ba'ofen tivi hu hayin nimshach l'avados yizbach men, Adam was naturally set on that path of Dveikus Bashem, of Vedas Hashem, of the Lashem. He was on that path. Hashem put him in that place of Derech Eitz Chaim Mamish. He was on that path. What other reason had to be careful of his zehirus was that there shouldn't come from the outside some unexpected weird snake, like something to mess him up. But he was set on a great path. He was all programmed for dveikus dasha. Still, he was told, "Be careful. There's an inyan of love that was shamra." And again, what went wrong and how that went wrong, that's obviously not for now. But he was programmed in a very, very, very good positive way. And had he just remained in that natural kvish in his lane, he would have gotten to the destination. In Cain has the Hirushalah Haiser actually Yivatsu Etzlo Hafraos built it Sefuyos. Therefore other reason the Zahiris was be careful. Sometimes, you know, weird things happen. There's something unexpected. Sometimes a snake pops up in your life. And you have to be careful. Because that could disrupt the normal, healthy, natural mahalach that you're in. However, that's Adam Rishon before the chait. But everything after the chait, that's already fafal. That's not like that anymore. Amahalach Abu the Sainu Kayom La'acha Hachet Hu Hafuch is mamish the opposite. Bofen Tivi Nimshachem Anu Acha Aguf. Remember, the world is Rubo Ra. So Bofen Tivi, if you just follow your natural instincts, you can end up in Gehanim, not in Gan Eden. If you just follow your natural instincts, you can end up in Gehanim. And this is all that. There's all that we learn to try to avoid, all we talk about, all the trying, both in terms of halacha and in terms of musar and chassidus, pnimius and migla, to try to be people who are conscious, not to just follow our natural instincts. Because if you follow your natural instinct, you can go again. If your natural instinct said there's nothing wrong with giving your wife's friend a little good Shabbos kiss at the kiddush, you know. That's your natural, hey, come on, not, you know, there's nothing here. She knows that I love my wife, she loves her husband. It's just, we know each other from the old days, you know, we grew up together in the Bronx or something, and a little harmless good Shabbos kiss, it's only, probably God wants me to do that, because it's, Jews should be warm to each other and should be caring and so on. So, if you just leave yourself up to your own devices, you're finished. The road leads to Gehenna, because the world is Rubo Ra. So if you just follow your natural instincts, if you're just on autopilot, you can go to Gehenna. I mean, that's just it. That's Sakonas HaAvadon Chas V'Chalil. It's a dangerous world. It's a dangerous world. You know, you can go to the bad neighbor, you can just give you a stroll through the bad neighbor with your yarmulke and stitches out, you know, whatever. You know, that's dangerous. That's dangerous. You have to know where you are. And you're in a place that's Ra. And in the place that's Ra, if you just follow your instincts, you're gonna get messed up. You're going to get hurt. If you leave yourself up to your natural instincts, you're going to follow your guf. And your guf tells you lots of stuff. One of the things it tells you is there's no problem giving a little friendly kiss to the, you know, to the neighbor. Acha hanefesh b'hamis shehi chelek hara shebibriya. She's going to follow the natural instincts. You're going to follow the nefesh b'hamis. That's nature. Therefore, after the chait of Yetzadas, we have to live in a constant state of alert and a very, very intense zehirus. To fight against, to go against the natural instincts of Ra. To tear ourselves away from that. Likonis pnima, to be very careful to, so we should be able to stay in the right track. Every second, the Yetzirah is trying to bring you back to just follow your teva, the teva of the Nefesh Bahamas. The teva of the Nefesh Bahamas, the teva of the guf. And therefore we have to have zehirus, shuv v'shuv, to be careful again and again and again, to constantly be vigilant and watching every thought, word, and action. Zubikras zehirus legamri acheres. Now we're talking about a very different kind of zehirus. This is very different. The kosha harbe yoisim as zehirus shahis l'adam arishon kadam achet. It's much harder now. It's not like the guy that buys the business that abderach hateva can't lose. You know, he opens up this barbershop and there's no barbershop anywhere in the whole state. That's not what we're talking about. That guy doesn't have to really be so vigilant and so careful. But here we're talking about, we're opening up. When we're born into this world, it means a new business is opening up in a place that's Ruba Ra, where there's a lot of failure and a lot of Ra. And the guf is very, very strong. So Kayom, in Yelech Adam Al Derech Tivach HaShem, nowadays, if you think in this ocean that we're in right now, you're just going to follow whatever, you know, makes sense to you, whatever you feel is right, feel. That's what everybody talks about, how they feel, this is right, this is the right way, it makes sense to them. So you could have some Amaris telling you Talmud Chacham what's right and what's wrong. You just follow your instincts? Forget it. That's the meaning of what the tzaddikim said, is that das balabayis. You'll do mamash the opposite of what you have to do. Because we're filled with all kinds of tzaynis, darker impulses of the guf that want things to turn out in a favorable way for the guf. And that's our natural instincts here. Yetzer leiv ha'odem ra minuruv, it says in Chumash. Yetzer leiv ha'odem ra. Yetzer ra minuruv. Volav li yizar, therefore, it's a dangerous world, and life is dangerous. And we have to be very careful, all this chabal matzav ativi, not to just trust your instincts, not to just think that you're on a road and the road is just going to take you to the final destination and there's no problem, you're just going to end up in Olam Haba and everything's fine. There's a saying that people use that if you leave the field alone, the only thing that's going to grow in the field that you neglect, if you don't take care of the field, if you don't watch the field, the only thing you're going to have are thorns, not thorns, what's it called? Yeah.
Weeds
and coats means thorns. That's all you're going to have. There's a constant milchama, upkeep, fighting. That's what the Ramchal began the Sefer with. So a person should not just follow his teva. The zehirus here is the zehirus of Adam Acharachay, of post Gan Eden. Post Gan Eden, it's a wild world. It's a crazy world. It's a crazy goof. And therefore, the zehirus is a different kind of zehirus. We're dealing with a business that has collapsed many, many, many times. And every Baal Nisai knows in his own life how many times the business has collapsed. And to build a successful business takes a lot of care. It's an ocean. It's not a kvish. It's not the train track. And you don't get to the destination unless you're very, very careful. And then you're zeicha to do the best you can to make yourself into a kli that's worthy of Hashem Shmira, and Mitzvah Shem, you can get to the destination in the right way at the right time. Okay, we'll continue next week in the session.